And that Chazal in the days, in the middle of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Hamisha Dvorim Iruas Aveisainu Beshiva Osa Betamis Vahamisha Betisha Baal. So now the Mishnah is going to explain the Hamisha Dvorim that occurred in Tisha Baal. The third line from the top. Betisha Baal Nigzar Alaveisainu Shoyikansu Laoret Vachorav Habayis Borishoine Ubishniyo Benilkido Beta. And the city of Beta was captured then. The Nechesh Ha'ir, they were Chayrish Yerushalayim. Let us see what Rashi says. Ala Viseinu Der HaMidbar, Ngira Ish Panoshe Ma'ila HaDer HaRo HaZeh Es HaOret. Beitar Ir Gdoilo, Vahoyu Yisrael Mdorimbar, Mesechus Gittenperk HaNezokim, Asake Berispik Chorav Beitar. I don't know exactly what Rashi is to bring. The reason that brought about the eventual Chubin, this was an occurrence that occurred, that a Roman chopped down a erez, which was meyuchid for the children. He used to plant an erez when a child was born, in order that they used to use this erez by the chuppah, and that the Roman chopped down a wall of the wagon broke, so he chopped down this erez to substitute that wall. And the Yidden fought with them, and then they came back to the case, and that brought about the eventual Chulban of Beit. I don't know where Rashi is to bring it. Unless Rashi wants to tell us where it is in Perek HaNezokin, so you'll come to this Asaka the Rispek Chor of Beit. Mishenichnes of Mematin Besimche. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Pesaycho. The week that Tisha B'Av is Chal in that week, also Milasaper Umalachabes. So Midine de Gemore, it's us, I mean, we have Minhogim, our Minigis from Aspiris is from Shivosa Betamiz and Kibbutz is from Rosh Chodesh of, but Medina de Gemara is Medina de Gemara Tas Poires, and Kibbutz is also for Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av is not Kaminis Lahaloche. Rav Moshe Zechen Levoche says in the Tshuva that if a person will lose Parnosa because of not shaving, so he says, so the minig was never made b'mokim hefsid. But Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, which is also Medina de Gemara, he said that he doesn't find the heter. The same thing by Kibbutz, the Chayodom wants to say for Big Day Ketanim, it's only also Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, not, the minig was only Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, not from Reish Chodesh Av. So Kaponim, the Mishnah is telling us that which is also Medina, is Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. Ubachamisha mutorim in a kvoida Shabbos, and Thursday one is permitted with a kvoida Shabbos. So Rashi says, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Shavuot, the week that Tisha B'Av is Chal. Chamishim mutorim in Chal Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos, is mutorim lechabes, even though it's Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, Torim lechabes b'chamishim. The Rabbi Kiveger is medayik from this Rashi that Pshatzeshitus Agos Oshri also, that why did Rashi only mention Kibbutz, and why didn't Rashi speak about Taspoiris? So why story is that Taspoiris will be also. The Magen Avraham says, the Balav Hochi in Regirim l'saper b'chol Shavua, so therefore they weren't matter l'kovet Shabbos Taspoiris. So it brings a Tais, which is Cholik Tais, which holds Taspoiris, is also Muta. But Kaponim Rashi holds Taspoiris is also. So Rashi says, v'shechal tes ba'ov v'dalet b'Shabbos, v'yitzlech l'mitzvah d'metor, k'demrini b'gmor l'ishon ha'lo l'fonos, as poshet that Chamisha, that Thursday is Mutter. It's after Tisha B'Av already. So it means, forget it's before Tisha B'Av, when we cover Shabbos, they were Mutter. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoichal odom, shnei tafshilim, after Chatzos and the Sudam of Sekes, one should not eat two tafshilim. This is also Medina de Gemore, lo yoichal boso, lo yishte yai. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Yishane. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to completely avoid eating bos and drinking wine. You should be Mishane. You should eat less than you normally eat or drink. You drink two kaises, you drink one kais. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bikriyas Hamita. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, that one is Mechuyev to turn over the meter to make it impossible to sleep on, and therefore one sleeps on the ground. Lehaydu loy chachomet. Zogt Rashi, shnei tafshilim, boso v'dogim. You're not allowed to eat. That's a marshal of shnei tafshilim. And he on the side it says, this is tamazei a problem. Why does Rashi have to mention boso? Boso is also, filo one tafshil is also. Boso is also, period. Erev Tisha B'Av. So he says, Kabonis Rashi, Bosa Meliach, the Shoik of Isol, the Kaman Daf Mamed. So Memele, so even though there's no Isol, Bosa Rabot, the Shnei Tafshilon Biyosa. Oi Bosa Ubeyim Sheolov, Oi Dog Ubeyim Sheolov, Kedoma Reperik Arbe Psochim. So Pella, why Rashi has to be Marich with three Misholim of Tapella Shnei Tafshilon. And since Rashi was Mechadish, Boso Beyim is called too, the Rashi said, Dog Ubeye. Boso Ubeyim, Dog Ubeye. It's very unclear, Klau, the Riches of Rashi over here. Yishan the Big Mora Mephorish. Kriyas Amita Altoneza, they turned the meat upside down. Bula Yishan Aleon, he accomplishes, he won't sleep on it. And so the Mele, he has to sleep on the ground. Omar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Ehoyu Yomim Toivim Li Yisrael, Kachemisha Oso Bo'ov, Ochiyoyim HaKippurim, Shebehem B'nois Yisrael Yoitzeis B'chli Lovon She'ulem. B'nois Yisrael, that was a Yomtev. That was a Yomtev for Klal Yisrael. Shebehem B'nois Yerushalayim Yoitzeis B'chli Lovon She'ulem. They went out to each of these to borrow Kli Lovon, Shulei Levayis Esmi She'ein Loi, that someone who did not have a proper begodim, Kli Lovon, so they used to borrow. V'chol HaKeilim Tu'unim Tvile, and all the Keilim that was borrowed, they tabled them. U'b'nois Yerushalayim Yeitzais V'choylois V'kromim. U'b'nois Yerushalayim used to go out and dance in the Kromim, Umaho you aimrais, Boko, Sono, Inecho, Urei, Ma'ata Boyrelo. Those who were attractive, they used to say, Sono, Inecho, Rei, Ma'ata Boyrelo, you can see. And those who weren't attractive, they said, Altitin, Inecho, Benoit, Tan, Inecho, Bemishpoche, and Yichis. Another said, Sheker, Achain, Behevel, Ayoifi, Ishi, Yiros, Hashem, Itis, Halo. It's meir dik interessant that, and here we're speaking about Bishleima Chamisha Osa Ba'ov is a Hal Betzore, it was a Yomtev, and seems as a Zman of Zivugim also, the Pachim were also there in the Kromim. But Yom Kippur of all days, that it should be such a that they should be dancing Yom Kippur and they should be thinking about Zivugim then. Shom Etzion Baloch Bizdah from Rav Tzadik HaKoyen that Bizman Abayis the Dalge of Klal Yisrael was in a Mordeke Madrege. And there was no hergish of chet whatsoever. So Mamela Fakert was a very time that was Muslim for Shiduchim then. They were then absolutely Lamailo from Fenergeshim of chet. They were Tahirim Ektashim. So then was Take, so Gevaldike Indian, Zivugim, Nisuim. So that wasn't a stira to the Ruach Hayim. Chaynu Oymer, Tzenna, Oreene, Benois, Tzion, Bamelech, Shloimai, Batora, Shitra, Loimai, Vyem, Ksunosoi, Vyem, Simchas, Liboi. So the Ran says, Chaynu Oymer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that Tzenna, Oreene, is Tzenna, Benois, Tzion. So Tzenna is a lotion to go out, Sheyaitzais, Vechaylois. They go out and dance. So a makir of this minig we find in Shir Hashirim. Tzeno b'nois tziyon. B'melech shleimoi, b'melech shashalom shaleizgoin, and Rabbeinu Shalom, b'atore shitoloi imoi, b'yoyim chsunosoi, b'yoyim simchas liboi, b'yoyim chsunosoi ze matan teire, which is going on Yom Kippur, which was the matan teire of the Luchashniyis, ויהם שמחס ליבי זה בניין ביס המקדוש שיבונו במהירו וימינו. So the Baltanuga says in Mishnayis that Shloim HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. He started Zayin Tishrei and it was a 7-day chinuch and then it came 7 days of Sukkot. But Al Kaponim, so Yom Simchas Liboi, Yom Kippur was also a Yom Simchas Liboi. So we have two Rimozim from this posik that B'yayim Chsunosoi, which is speaking about Yom HaKippurim, and Yom Simchas Liba, which also was a Yom Kippur, which was Yom Simchas Liba, there's an union of Tzeno to go out dancing. Let us see Rashi. Sh'ulein she'kulon sh'olei zu mizu afilo ashirais k'dei sh'lo yevayish. Te'unin t'vile Kaidim sheyalbish sheyilbishum. So they tovel the begodim before they wore them. Lafi she'ein kol achas bekiya bechavot Hashem anida oisa. So memela, like this, they become tummy with the levisha. So memela, they tovel the kelim. V'chayleis tvein lochel b'mchayleis. B'melech shleimei b'melech she'asholim shaloi. Imai Knesses Yisrael. So Matan Teiri Yom Kippurim Shnitlu Boi Luchais Achayinus. Zokta Gemara. The Mishnah had started off by saying, B'shloisha Prokim Bashone, the three occasions in the year, Kahanim, Noisim, Eskapeyim, Arba Pa'omim Bayoim. The Tekanim, Duchim, four times in the day, and the three occasions are B'tainiyais, Ubamamodois, Ubiyayim HaKippurim. Now, Ubiyayim HaKippurim, the four times during the day, because you say, there's Musaf and Nila. Tainiyas and Mamodois, there's Nila, but there's no Musaf. So, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Vishloisha Prokim Bashone, Kahanim Nesem Eskapayim. Like the Gemara, Tainiyas, Umamodois, Meiko, Musaf, is there a Musaf that means in these three occasions they duchen four times a day? So the Gemara answers, Ksuri Mechzre Vahochiktot. Vishloisha Prokim Kahanim Noisim Eskapeyem Kozman Shemispalola. Mishnah is saying that there are three occasions that in all the Tvilis that are said, Kahanim duchen. The Yesh Mehem, in one of these occasions, it comes out, Abo Pomim Bayayim, it comes out, since the Kahanim are Anaisi Kapayim by every Tvilah, so by this one occasion, which is Yom Kippur, that they duchen four times a day. Shachis, Umusef, Minche, Anila. Anila Shalom. Ve'elein shloisha prokim, taniyeis, umamodeis, v'yayim ha-kippur. What does Rashi say? Kol zman shem ispalolim, v'haynu, shachas amincha, anila, v'yesh mem abo pomim, v'yayim yem ha-kippurim, sh'yesh pei musim. Zog te gemore weiter, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua. That what our Mishnah holds, that the Kahanim Anoisei Kapayim by Minche by Nile Zudiv de Rameya. This is goes according to Rameya. Avachachomim Oimrim Shachis Umusif Yeshbem Nesiyas Kapayim Shachis Umusif Kahanim Zulchin Minche Nile Ein Bem Nesiyas Kapayim. But by Mincha Nila, there's no Nesiyas Kapayim. In all days, there's only Nesiyas Kapayim by Shachris and Musaf. Man Chachomim, Ab Yehudi, Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Tanakav Shachris and Musaf, Mincha Nila, Kulim Yeshbem Nesiyas Kapayim, Dibre Rab Meir. Right, she says Rab Meir, Ab Yehuda Oimam, Shachis and Musaf, yesh bem nesiyas kapayim, min chanila ain bem nesiyas kapayim. And then there's a third sheeta, Rabbi Yosi oima nila yesh bo nesiyas kapayim, min cha ain bo nesiyas kapayim. But there's nesiyas kapayim by nila and not by mincha. So a three-way machlik. So the Gemara asks, ba mai komifligi, what's the machlik? Rabbi Meir Soval, Ko Yoimo, Taime Maile Polsikana Yodayo Bimincha, every time. Every day. Why don't the Kahanim Duchen by Mincha? Bishum Shikris, because it's a Eishikris, and Kahanim are not permitted to Duchen the Matzav of Shikris, if they were Shaysa Rabbi Yisya'in. So Memele, that is why by Mincha, we never do it. But ha'idne, these zmanim, the tiny yeis, and the mamodois, and the yemekipurim, which these are zmanim where there's no shikris, lack of shikris. So memele, in these meyuchadik zmanim, so therefore, there's nesiyas kapayim. That's shitas rameyam. Ab Yehudis ova, Shachis u'musif v'chol yoyme lo'ishchiyach shikris le'gozul barabonam. B'shah shachis u'musif et not shchiyach shikris, so they weren't goyza. Mincha ne'ile v'chol yoyme shchiyach shikris. Normally, in this zman of the day, when one davens mincha anile, it's already the zman that shchiyach shikris, it's gozul barabonam. That means they did not look at this miyuchad. This day people don't eat. They didn't look, or these people don't eat. They didn't look like that. They said if the zman of tulis mincha nila is a zman where there's normally shikras, so therefore they were mafkia the mitzvah of nesiyas kapayim and these manim already. So therefore these tulis is not din of nesiyas kapayim. Rabbi Yosi Sova, Mincha de Isa Bechol Yoime Gozl Bo Rabono. Mincha, which is a tefillah, which is every day, so one won't differentiate between a Mincha of a Yom Tainis or a Mincha Stamazoi. So Chazal made a gzeire that you're not Nosei Kapayim by Mincha. Nila, the lesser bechol yoyim, Nila is a tefillah which is only said in the yoyim atayinis. Now yoyim atayinis, there's no problem of there's no problem of shikris. It's like gozlu bo rabot. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kol yoyim my time leiposi kahani yodayu b'mincha. Why don't kahanim duchen in mincha? Bechol yoime shchicha bei shikris shekvar soat, because it's after the suit already by mincha v'zimnin v'moshcha sudosai u'mishtaker. Sometimes it's he has a psalzai he's moshach the suit and he's mishtaker u'poris yodai bahadi chamre, and he's duchening when he's shikir. The coin shows the yain also Lisa's kapo. שנמה יין ושייכו על תשת בבויחם, נשיאס כפיים מאין אבוידה כדו לקמות. Now, learning this Rashi, since we didn't learn further, we accept everything that Rashi says. Rashi here says, Dapsad Roshe, it says, by Avoide Yayim V'Sheikha Al Teish B'Voyachem, on the Sea is Kapayim Me'ein Avoide, Kidule Kamon. It's very, well, Rashi brings a Roshe, but we'll come back to this Rashi when we see the Gemara Vait, we'll see that Rashi is a Psa. So new drosha, the Gemara doesn't bring this drosha. Ha'idne betainiyis ibe ma'amodois le'shchicha shikrit, ube ma'amodois nami mis'anim kidu l'kamon, gazrinin, yeah, and that's the svara of Rameya, and that's our Mishneh. Rabbi Yehuda holds gazrinin tainis otu shar yomit. And Rabbi Yossi says a third secret. Mila de lesa b'chol yoyme, elo b'yoyme atayinis, some emele nilim, you are no yisei kapayim, because there's no, walking to be ligzer to shar yomim, because there's no shar yomim, that nila is also to duchenin. Whenever you say nila, there's no shar shikras. So we have here a three-way machloikis. So now, how do we paskin? So let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Halacha ki Rav Meir. Halacha is like Rav Meir. Rav Yechanan Omar, Nogu ha'om ki Rav Meir. Rav Omar, Minik ki Rav Meir. So in the Hachros, Halacha, we have three Eifanim, how to paskin. So the Gemara says as follows, Man da oma halochi ki Rav Meir, Tashina lo bepirke, so we're mefasim this psak, halochi ki Rav Meir, that yiduchin an atainis. Man da oma minig, midrash loy darshinin, not halochi, that means we're not exactly 100% sure that we pass kenot Rav Meir, so therefore we're not mefasim this psak, but if someone asks us, we'll paskin like that. We won't be mefazan the psak. It's a psashtiko kula that you tuchen by all the trillers. But if someone asks, we'll paskin like that. Oman the omar nogu. Now Rabbi Yochanan said nogu ha'om. So that seems eruye loy merinon. You won't paskin like that either, because nogu means they were noig. It's not minig means it's a minig that was eingeführt, a minig like Rameya. So that's already a minig which is eingeführt by Gedolei Yisrael. Nogu means they feel zechazoi. We're not zufrieden with this psak. Ayruye loy marinen. But nogu means, I mean, if someone is davening in a shul, and the kahanim go up by mincha of a tainis, and they want to duchen, you don't touch and make a whole asik out of it. Yovid loy mahadrinan. If they go up, so machnus can asik. That's from the Sfas Emes asks Akasha that, Gemara should have made an asik about a different problem over here. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a star Mishnah, and here we have a star Mishnah like Rameya. I mean, Rameya holds, and here he says, "Chaker lo yerinan, you don't paskin." Halachik is star Mishnah. So the Gemara should have made an asik about this. How this Rabbi Yochanan stims with the Rabbi Yochanan that says halachik is star Mishnah. Yeah. Zegt de Gemara weiter, Rav Nachman noma halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman said halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, that you don't duchen by mincha, you only duchen by nila. And the Gemara feels so is, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. fragt die Gemorre, veho idne, elo ve idno, mai taime posi, kahani, judayu, bimincose de tainiso. Now the Gemorre is akashe. If le maise, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, so lochere, so the whole heter is only shachres, musaf, and anile. I mean, the only heter is nile. So why do we feel zech that we do him by mincha of a tainis? So the Gemorre answers, given the besomuch, the shkiyas, achame, kalposi, since they do him somuch, the shkiyas, achame, Ketvilas ni'ile dami, so this is similar to Tvilas ni'ile. Let us see Rashi. Vetrashi, the Darshinim bepilka halachik rameye, the be'in and the lakim kevoseyama. We want people so the chazayfim, that's the halachim, so therefore mefalsam this psak. We'll pass like Ramei if someone asks us. Avo bepilke loy darshinen. Lepshita leikula hai tetevi halochi ke Ramei. Mando manogu mashme hein nogu mealeyem. They feel zech hazoi. Avo einoi iker, there's no iker to it to feel zech hazoi. Minig mashme toiras minig yesh pedovo. Minig kosher, it's a kosher minig. Rav Nachman Oma Halochik Rabbi Yosi, VeHalochik Rabbi Yosi, Gemara Kaposik, Oma Hados Toma Mukel Halochik Rabbi Yosi, that we pass contact like Rabbi Yosi, where Rav Nachman passed, Baruchi Kaporech, VeEloh Idne, so we pass contact Rabbi Yosi, so it should only be permissible to Duchen, and Nilo, so why do we Duchen by the Mincha of Taneisim? So the Gemara answers, given the samuch l'shkiya sachamo, shema achrem at shkiya sachamo v'mispalulim kol sho, v'einam hulchim l'beis ha'kneses mishay shoyis u'machzo l'maylo k'moysho yo'oysen bo'oysen ha'yomin, k'tfilas nila dam yidash l'aklamikza mishamincha d'chol yoyme. Now, so we have to understand what Rashi is saying. So just before we try to explain Rashi, let us see the Bach. The Bach has a different problem over here. Shema'achem at shkiya sachamo umispalalim kosho. Now, this alone also doesn't stim, the Loshon. Ma'achem at shkiya sachamo umispalalim kosho. So the Bach says, Pshat, Shmach Machki Sachama, Nire Sharashi, Digdek Lavach, Shlais Muchul Allah, Tahai Lahaslo Minche, Samuch Lashki Sachama, does that also, Mistame, one is not permitted to be Mispalo, and Dimdume Chama, Mistame, that, so, Kim the Samuch Lashki Sachama, El Rotzloimik, Shishwahi Schilo Bismane, Koma, the Mispalo Mkosho, Maachi Machki Sachama. He started, I think the Loshon of Mispalum Kosho, they started an earlier time. They didn't start Avdi Mincha right before the Shkiyah. They started an earlier time, but it was Nimshach, the Tefillah, Ad Shkiyah Sachameh, Samamele. So this Mincha has a Tzure of Nila. Samamele, so it has the Heter of Nila. And what is this different than all the Minchas? So all the Minchas, Einam hoichem lebeis haknesses mishay shoyis umachzo lemaylo, k'moysho ye'oysen ba'oysen ayom. So, this is normally, so Rashi, all of a sudden, is a megalon's asod, that bizman chazal, every day, they daven mincha gdoyle. Chazanish is ma'irer, shulchanoch, it says, l'chatchili, shen daven mincha gdoyle. Rashi says over here that all the time they daven mincha gdoyle, some meila, so you can see the difference. And now, why did they daven all the time mincha gdoyle? So the Ran says over here, they daven mincha gdoyle b'chol hashana hoya makdimin k'day lechel. He says they daven mincha, and the Mishnah Berurah is moisef. Sure, they had a daven mincha. משבון צמן קופחף תסר קודם היסס דעס ללכל קוידם תפילס מנחה נר לעתיד ביפור מנחה so ממילא they always used to daven מנחה גדולה that's what seems they used to do in order to eat afterwards but now there's a tainus so let's understand every time when there's no tainus they want to eat לחייר לונץ' they want to eat lunch not allowed to eat before mincha gedayla before mincha so they used to daven early in order to be able to eat afterwards so I don't understand there's two things which don't stem here we say that you don't duchen by mincha because mincha is azman shikres and here we say So it seems that they used to eat before Mincha. And here we said the whole year they used to daven Mincha early in order for them to be able to eat after Mincha. So somehow, oops, I don't understand how these two things work. Now, Lemaisa, it's very interesting. Al-Kaponim, it seems like that they davened mincha early. Now this is brought down the halacha that so we have a whole sugi over here. We have here that Rameya says that you can duchen by mincha also. Rabbi Yossi says you can't duchen by mincha because we're talking about a tainus. You can't duchen by mincha for geiser mincha to mincha. Neither they want geiser. So here we are Machloikis, Rab Meir, the Machloikis, Rab Meir, and Rab Yossi is by Mincha of a Tainis. That's the Machloikis. Rab Meir says, you can duchen by Mincha, and Rab Yossi says, you can't duchen by Mincha. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says, oh, we duchen by Mincha, we paskin like Rab Yossi. Oh, no, because Mincha is like Nila, because we daven Mincha lay. So what's the Machloikis between Rab Yossi and Rab Meir? So the Rishonim explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, since they davened Nile, so the Mincha was earlier. So the Mincha they davened earlier. They didn't stumble Hashkiyah Sachama, they davened Nile. So there the Mincha is earlier. So there you don't duchen by Mincha, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because they were guys, so the Mincha, And the mincha of Yom Kippur is an early mincha, so they were geyser, the mincha of Yom Kippur, also the mincha of the Kol HaShanim. But by another tainus, not by Yom Kippur, by let's say by Tisha B'Av, by Shavuos B'Tamuz, by all the tanaisim, where there's no nilah, And here we don't daven mincha earlier. So memele, here we daven. So here we duchen. That's negayetas also. Therefore the mincha of Tisha B'Av Shavuos B'Tamuz, we say, Bichas Kayanim. In Eretz Yisrael they duchen. In Eretz Yisrael they don't duchen, by Yom Kippur, by mincha. By Yom Kippur, by Nila, they do duchen. By Yom Kippur, by mincha, they don't duchen. The Shulchan Aruch says you can say Bichas Kainim because B'diyeved from him Olu LaYerdu. So, about Kaponim, that's Pshat in the Gemara. But let's go back to the Gemara. Bekitzer, theoretically, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't duchen by Mincha over time because the guy is a Mincha to Mincha. Now the mincha of the Dalet Hanesim, when a mincha with this no nile, so since this mincha is davened late, and that resembles the nile, so mamela they gave it a din nile. But that's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. His kan shoyel aben, from a red lemaise, those who davened by a tainis mincha gedoyle, forget other people davened Not like a whole year. Chazanish is ma'ira by us is punkverkehrt. He says, a whole year, he says, we daven mincha late, and by a tainus we daven mincha gdoyle. So So, but let's forget about that. That's somehow a problem. But Al Kaponim, what if one davens mincha gedoyle by a taimis? So Lachair is not for Peter Bebire. The whole heter of Rabbi Yossi was because since this mincha is a whole year yedavim mincha gedoyle, now yedavening mincha ketane, so memela, so this looks like nila. But if yedavim mincha gedoyle, so this looks like mincha. So what should the din be over there? So it's very interesting. There's a machlokes, the Chazanish and the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says, Shulchan Aruch is not brought down, Mechaber and the Ramon, Mishle Brura, that Shulchan Aruch says, by mincha v'tainis, the mincha v'tainis, you do him. So the Kaf HaChaim says that Stavke, if you daven mincha, now in a quarter before the Shkia, so then you do him. Then you say, some Bichas Koinim. If you daven before, you don't do him. That's what the Kaf HaChaim passes. And the Chazanish says there's a loy plug, since Bizmaneim, the mincha had a tzure of nila, so that was nikva l'aloche, the mincha of tainesim, yiduchin, even though now the reason why we shouldn't be geizel does not apply to us, but that's what the Chazanish says in Simen Chof and Erechayim. Let us see Taisves. Mincha uneile dechol yoyme shchiche pohu shikris gozer rabola. This is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu b'yoyme de tainit. The last bo shikris. They were gozer. Because the hoche mashme the b'mincha shayche shikris is as man shikris and therefore that's where they were guys that you shouldn't do. Kama de Shabbos, kama behedi de mincha le shaycha shikris. The Gemara in Shabbos wants to differentiate. The din is that one is not permitted to start davening if it was a giyazman mincha. Afal pi came, the Gemara says in Hischil, what if he started the Suda? So one is not permitted to start eating before Zman Mincha. But what if he started eating already? So it says he doesn't have to be mafsik. He can continue eating already. That's Tafka by Mincha. But it's good to be careful. Chatchila, he should have davened Mincha, but if he started eating already, he can be going with the Suda. Asha Enkein by Mayrev, there the Gemara says, that in Hischil he has to be Paisik. Why? What's the difference? The Gemara says, because by Mayrev, there's a Shashikris. So if he won't stop the Suda, forget about the Mayrev. And by Mincha, there's no Shashikris. So it comes out, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the meal, Mincha time, is a meal that is no Shashikris. The meal of Mayrev is a Shashikris. And our Gemara says, there's a Shashikris, afilu by Mincha also, that place was Kash. Be a Shloimel. The Kama Roslam, the Bemincha Le Shaykh Shikris, it's relative. It's a Loime Le Gabi Arvis Shikris, the Mincha Lav Klum. The Yaisa Shir Shikris Ba Arvis Mi Bemincha. That means, the Gemara means, the Shikris of Mayrev is a Shikris, he won't be able to daven. So, Mimele, that Shikris does not apply by Mincha. Avloim b'mincha shayach shikris l'gabi shachis ha-musif. And forget, this shikris is a shikris which prevents him from being able to do it. Oman dom anog arid amilay merinim perashna perikam d'roi shashon. V'id de nog alme de porsi kani yedayo b'mincha. Now the minig is kiven de somach l'shkiyas ha-chamo. Lekach le nogam loyim anesiyas kafayim b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim. B'yom kippur, l'fisha mispala mincha b'yodo yom godol. Mincha b'sha'at ha-niyas, yesh nesiyas kafayim. Mekol mokim b'ne'ila b'yom ha-kippurim, yesh nesiyas kafayim. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Everyone holds that a shikr is also benesiyas kapay. V'nohani mili, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishim Bar Kapore. Lomo nitzmecho parshas koyim mevorech le parshas nozer. The parshas balo yisro we have the birchas koyinim, not so yet. We hear Birchas Koyanim and Parshas Nozer. Loima ma Nozer also b'yayin, av Koyin mevorech also b'yayin. So there's a hekish Koyin mevorech to a Nozer. Maskev lo vod the Rabbi Zeire, v'omir lo ishaye b'azav dem, ima Nozer also b'chalton, av Koyin mevorech also b'chalton, av Koyin mevorech has Yisurei Nozer, olav davke yayin. Chalfin should also be awesome. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Kho, L'shol Soy, U'levorech B'shmoy. There's a hekish, L'shol Soy, U'levorech B'shmoy, so a makish, Rocha L'sheiris. Ma Meshoreis Muta B'chalzen, Avkoyim Mevorech Muta B'chalzen. How do we know what the Rashi? She can be also in a sea's capine, the full of a male, the coma, and the mission to eat no love shikrusu. So, yin pine is not a shah shikrus. Pashas came aboard a case of all his bnei Israel, or my lahem. Ma mishor is oivin avoid, loy mitzah elo shisuye yayin mamish. Perceive yayin vishaycho al taste. A bechalta mutter, the sheikha means it's mashaker. So memeile, so beaha bechalta is mutter, so just like a mishoris is mutter bechalta, so mevorech is also mutter bechalta. Avkai mevorech, mutter bechalta. Fragt the Gemara, osina yitanumir is a hekish, of mevorech to mishoris, so ima mishoris bal mum loy afkoyim mevorech bal mum loy. Rebezoi, the psulim of a mishoris should apply by mevorech also, and a bal mum should be posel mevorech. Moshe says, ishkish l'nozer, there's a hekish l'nozer, just like a nozer can be a bal mum, afkoyim mevorech can also be a bal mum. So we're learning out a two hekeshim. Learning out two hakeshim lekula, that we're learning out that just like a mishoris is mutter b'chalzen, so a mele hakeim avoch is also mutter b'chalzen, we're also learning out that just like a nozik can be a balmum, so a hakeim avoch can also be a balmum. Like the Gemara, my choses, the makesh, the makshis lekula, akish lechumre, learn out two chumres, that a balmum. A palmum is posel levorech, and the kaim levorech is also filo bechalzen. Moshe says, "Machta ninu mitarabonon ulekule." Memela, that's why we are mekel. Immediately brings down to the part why is it called an asmachta? Why lechere the hakish is a derai, same hakish lemachta. But the problem is that the Gemara, it seems it says, the heat is lost in the Gemara, it seems it says, smachta nino mi da rabono no le kula. Even though the glossary is ma'ire, I mean, the whole thing is that the rabono, look how much they were geyser, how many geyser they made over here, one very nice. You don't duchen by mincha, maybe he'll be shikir. And now we were guys already, mincha full of an ayem atainis, otu, a mincha shesal yemais hashone. The whole thing is a rabbon. Yeah. So, Taisvis. Just let's go back to the Rashi. Let's go back now to Bihu, let's go back to the Rashi. Kol yoyme my time le pose kahane yadaye be minche. Kol yoyme shchiche be shikre shekvar sora. זימנים דמושה שדוסוי ומשתקר אופו רשודי בדי חמרי וכן שישו יין אוסו ליצס קאפו שנאמר יין בשייכו על תשת וזוי אחם וסייסקפיים מאין אבוידה כדם וכמון כל תוכל את נשרשי ובהיר רשי זה פסנות ראשה רשי סייס אוסו בשקיש יין וז'יין ושייך על תשת, מסיאס כפיים מאין עבודה, אבל עבודה מראה שהיא very small, לחיירת זה מסקונס הגמורס, אפילו אסק מי וואי זה יין, וואי זה כהן עושה בשתיש יין, זה כשלו נוזר. זה כשלו נוזר. So, Gemara Koyin is Meure this. He wants to say that Loshna Gemara, the Gemara says that it's an Yisro Shikris. So Shikris is a Dafka Revi, is there Shikris in the Osob Nesiyas Kapayim. So, I mean, Rashi wants to say, how did the Gemara know that it's an Yisro Shikris? If you learn out from Nozir, so it's a full shleike derech Shikris. For Pachas Merevi, it should be Yosso. So Rashi says, V'lachayim Perish Chash, L'pini Nami Mi'avoyde, Das Machta Nino, V'dashini L'kulach, Moide Me'linyin Chalzen, Akeishet Nozir Linyin Balmul. He says that that means that the Psul Shikris L'maise, we learn out from Koyin. Koyin Mishores. It's like a Koyin Mishores is also Beshikris, so Koyin Mibach is also Beshikris. And from Nozer, we learn out that about Mumin, the Hepech of the Maskonis HaGemore. I mean, the HaGemore started. The Maskonis HaGemore is, that Yidarshin Lekulis, so comes out, the Ike Isa, you learn out from Koyin Mishores, and only from Noza you learn out that about Mum is kosher. Let us see Taisus. Imam Mishores Bal Mum Loi, Af Mevorech Bal Mum Loi. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Yeah, Perish. Even the Alfinin, the Rishov is, the Rishav Sumerit, and the Rishov is a Hekish. Given the Yalfinin Hekish Mi Mishores, Neime Kamay Mishores, and the Bilak Mishores. Mishores Bal Mumloi. Ach Mevorech is also should be possible. Bal Mum Mishani He is Kishlanoz. We can Nire the Bal Mum Mevorech Birchas Koinim. So it seems from over here that a Bal Mum, that's Locheret the Damaskonus HaGemore. מדחזין אין דה שעס רצל ומאיד מבורך ממשורץ ולבל מום מבורך ממשורץ ולבל מום ודחין אליי כי נראה דלין ינסי אז כפיים קוין בל מום נעשי כפו ומכאן יש לו יחייה so therefore Taisvi says if we are בל מום is kosher lebroche mekan yesh lechir bekoyin shehem mirdose a koyin that shmad himself and lady the tshuva nisei kapo kosher lisa kapo kefal aloshin is unclear velikreis betere kamei shaleihen that means the hamoras das does not passel him from broche. It doesn't because kainim for eilul atayra. Kamei shalai heime. Kamei. So he has the same like before he was heime. V'rayim. V'hode kahanim sheshimshu beveis chayimno. Lo yishamshu b'migdosh. Avol noitlem chelik amachayim kamei bali mumim. It says the kahanim sheshimshu beveis chayimno. It's machlekes of beveis chayimno was a beveis laboy dezore. So let's go that way. They were makrim labay dezor. So kahanim sheshim shebeis chayno. So it says la yisham shu b'migdash. So after later they do tshuve, but they cannot, they're possible to be mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo, noitlen, chelek, imachayim, kemoi bali mumim. So, but the Mishnah says, but lemaise, when you're machalik the kochim, they're permitted, they get a chelek like a balmum. Is me the koma shame kebali mumim, mash me the whole avoide she balmum roi lase shasu. Koyim balmum noise kapo. So therefore, Taisva says that, we see that the Mishnah gave a koyin she'ovad avayde zorah that was sheshimish beveis choynim, who gave him a halach of a balmum. So all the rights a balmum has, so a koyin shehim should have these rights also. So therefore, it should be permitted to do. Umay chozis the akshis lekule. Akish lechuma perish my chosis the makshis koyin le nozer lehoke boloyma kmoish a nozer have a balmum. Kmoikain koyu balmum kosher. Bakshis le mishoris ma mishoris muta bachalzen af koyin mevoich muta bachalzen. Akish lechuma perish. Name of the chmoish a nozer also bachalzen. Af koyin also bachalzen. Moikain mishoris also balmum af koyin mevoich balmum also. Hashani Yasmach, and the Gemara says it's Yasmach. Now, we had in the Mishnah, the flow of the Mishnah is very unclear. The Mishnah says that there's three occasions that the Kahanim Duchen by all the Tfilis, and one of these occasions the Mamodis. Eilehen Mamodis, Lefish Anema, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, Skoboni Lachmi. So you start saying, these are the Mayadis, and you start being a Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. So the Lashon of the Mishnah does not flow. So the Gemara asks, Eile Mayadis, Vishnem al Tavas Mne Yisrael, my Koma. The Gemara declares, as the Gemara says, Hachi Koma, Eile Hain Mamodis. We're going to explain this right away. Before we explain what the Mamodis were, how they were set up, there's another kash, Matam Tikna Mamodis. Why were they Masaka Mamodis? Vishanemar, Tzavas Mne Yisrael, Viyomar Taleim, Eskoboni Lachmi Leisha. Ve'ech Kolboni Shalodam Korit, Ruena Eimed Al Gav, Iskino, Viyamarishainim, Esrim Rabo Mishmoris, Al Kol Mishmo, Mishmo Yamaimed Yushalayim, Shal Kahanim, Shal Avim, Shal Yisrael. Iki is man mishmo la'alois, Kahanim Alevim, Oilim L'Yerushalayim. What does Rashi say? Oh, he come, Eilim Amodis to Lekamo. Taimo mai tikun mamodis, Kishenema, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, Amal, Talemis, Kalboni, Lachmi, Le'isha. A little unclear, like we're giving the reason for the Mamodis. The reason for the Mamodis is Eich Kolboni Shal Odom Korevu En Yehimed Al Gavo. So this is the reason for the Mamodis, which were in Yerushalayim. They were Yehimed Al Gavo. But we have in the Mishnah that the Mamodis Yisrael Shabayisim Mishma Miskansim Loreim. They were mispalul on that the kabbonah should be oyla lahotzen. They were kasher b'teire, and lachere is their tafkid also numa from this pasuk of Tzavas Bnei Yisrael v'amalt aleihem. I mean, the Mishnah is giving the reason for the mamodis. Do a mamodis b'Yerushalayim, which was oymet al gabayim. There were Mamodis all over in all the Ayoros of Eretz Yisrael. It's also called an Eimed Al Gab of the Mespalo, for Kaponim, that the Kabonis should be Eile Lerotzen, they made some lave on the Kabonis. Unclear, for giving the reason, what is the reason for the Mamodis in the whole Ayoros. זאת גמרא ויתר. תנא רבנן, 24 משמורות בארץ ישראל, there were 24 משמורות בארץ ישראל, היו בארץ ישראל, ושתיים עשרה ביריחי, ובטרוב משמורת ביריחי. רק לגמורה, שתיים עשרה ביריחי, so there's 12 in יריחי, plus 24 in ארץ in the whole ארץ ישראל, efficient להוטובה, so there's 36 משמורת, we're only aware of 24 משמורת. So the Gemara answered, Alashtayim Eschei Mehem B'Yerichai. From the 24 Mishmores, there were 12 B'Yerichai. We'll soon see what this means. Igiye Zman Mishma Lalois. It's Chatzi HaMishma Oy Hoya Oyla Me Eretz Yisrael Li Yerushalayim. Chatzi HaMishma Oya Oyla Me Yerichai Li Yerichai, we have on the side. כדי שיספקו מים ומוזרים לחיים שבירושלים. ונשיא רשי, זאת רשי, תנא רבן, חוב דל משמור סוי בארץ יסור, ביוד בייס ביריחי, יוד בייס ביריחי בתמיה, לפי שלו טוב אל אימא ביוד בייס מהן ביריחי. ואיש משמע לבד החוב דלת שביה יורס ארץ ישראל besides the 24 which were situated over גנץ ארץ ישראל היו יוד בייס ביריחה there were another 12 משמורס ביריחה דאבלו למד בו so all together the 36 ביוד בייס מהן בו תמסקונס הגמור that 12 of the 24 משמע שבייס לחוב דלת היו יוד בייס ביריחה Out of the 24 mishmores, 12 were b'yirich. Hochi garsino, higia zman ha-mishmo, when the time of the mishmo came to be oyle, is chatzi ha-mishmo oyle li-Yerushalayim, half of the mishmo up to Yerushalayim, v'chatzi ha-mishmo oyle li-Yerichai, that's the gist we have on the side also. Not mi-Yerichai, no li-Yerichai. כדי שיספקו מים ומוזרים לחיים שבירושלים. כלומר, כיצד היו יוד בייס ביריחי, what does that mean that were 12 משמורס ביריחי? כשהגיע זמן המשמלה לירושלים, בשבת, מסחלקם אנשי המשמו, so they divided, חציון הולכים לירושלים לעבוד, וחציון הולכים ליריחי, What are they going to do in Yerichi? Asmuchi l'Yerushalayim, Mesaknim shom mayim u'mozim l'achayim, V'chein oisin kol achav dalet mishmores. Nimtze yud beis b'Yerichai, that means when they were oile, not the complete mishmores, the complete mishmore was oile Yerushalayim, No, half of the mission was early Yerushalayim. Loshen Acher Loi Nehirali, there was another pshat, that's just the gist of the Nacham Eish of Nefesh, Loshen Acher Loi Nehirali, what the Loshen Achers will see in a minute. Now, it comes out very interesting that the Mishmores that were Oile Yerushalayim, only half a mission went to Yerushalayim. They were doing the Avodah. And the other half of the Mishnah were doing kitchen services. They were making mayim and mozim. Chmon and Tzlon, Zagreis and Zach, Chesed, and it helps them. But when did they do the Avodah? Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, Tom the Rabbonon, Chov Dalet Mishmor Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael, Mehem Yud Beis B'Yerichai. Higia Zman HaMishmo La'alois, חצי המשמה אוילו מארץ ישראל, חצי משמה מיריחוי, כדי שיספקו מים ומוזן לכם. כלומר, חצי המשמה הנויסו מספיקים צורכי האוילו. ובפעם אחרס מסחלפת. But the second time around, they were called דל משמה, so they had two chances during the year, פעם אחרס מסחלפת, מי שלא יעלה עכשיו,
Misha Olakva Yeshivata Base Visapik Tolche Hoilam. So it seems they used to take chances. So, but it comes out very interesting that a Kohen had, like this, we're under the impression that the Kohen had a chance twice a year to do the Avodah, 2 weeks in the year, besides the Regolim. It wasn't twice a year, it was once a year. Once a year was Isaac and then Chesed. Now, the Goyin says over here, Tan Rabbonon Chov Dalad Mishmores, so the Goyin says, Shel Leviim, which Lachayim HaShvogah wanted to tie that this whole Isaac was only by the Leviim. Leviim, the Mishayrim, that they made an Isaac that half went up and Taka half went to Yericho. But the Kahanim, it would seem from the Goyin, there was no such Isaac by the Kahanim. All of them went up. Now, Rashi says, Lish Loshen Acher Loi Nehirali. So it seems there was another Loshen. So the Nachman Nachmesh Nevshon says Rashi wants to become Lafuki the Rabbeinu Gershom. Let us look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's the first column. Ihochi nefishilu the mashlav alamad bov mishmoris ala emesh teim esrei kloima ve'oisan esrim va'arba va'arba from the 24 avimim shteim esrei mi'yerichoi. So it comes out they were stationed in Yerichoi 12 mishmoris shteim esrei mikol shar Yisrael. Keita higi esman mishmoris lalitz Chatzi Mishmo Oilo Me Eretz Yisrael, Vechatzi Mishmo Mi Yerichoi, Vechen Ko Mishmo Mishmo Oilo Chatzi Mi Eretz Yisrael, Vechatzi Mi Yerichoi, Tahainu Shteim Esre Mi Eretz Yisrael, Shteim Esre Mi Yerichoi, Velomo Ko Mishmo Chatzre Mi Yerichoi, Lefishen Kroivim Yerushalayim, Vesavki Mozin Lacheyem, Shah Chatzi Yamishma Boim Meretz Yisrael, Imochim rochik veinichelum lahovi mozin imohem. So the Rabbeinu Gershom has a very interesting pshat. Not pshat is the way Rashi said that when the week that the mishma was oila half went to Yerichoi and the other half went to Yerushalayim. No, everyone went to Yerushalayim, but half of the mishmorais were living in Yerichoi. And the other half of the Mishmaris were living in Eretz Yisrael. That means when they made the Mishmaris and set up the Mishmaris, so they made sure that half of the Mishmaris should live in Yerichoi. Zikta Rabbeinu Gershom, what's the Indian that half of the Mishmaris should live in Yerichoi? Because since Yerichoi is close to Yerushalayim, so when they'll come up, they'll be able to bring food for themselves and for the other half of the Mishmaris. So that's why Lechatchil said they lived the whole year in Yerichoi, have the mishmores that when they'll come up, when they'll come up, they'll be able to bring food for themselves and for the other half of the mishmores. That is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Gershom. So it seems, so that's the girse, and that's famously the girse na gemore. V'chatzi mishmohoye oile mi yerichoi, k'day she yisapko mayim amozing. So therefore Rashi says, ochi garsinin, and v'chatzi mishma oile li yerichoi, and then Rashi says, and that's the end of Rashi. Rashi says loshen acher loy nehirali. The loshen acher is Rabbeinu Gershom's pshat.